This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to Assam today. At around 10:30 this morning, he will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, where he will also witness the aerial display of fighters, transport aircrafts and helicopters. The emergency landing facility is the first of its kind in Northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force to support landing and takeoff of military and civil aircraft during emergencies. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati in the afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and by efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. Mr. Modi said he is very proud that despite many setbacks, this decade has been one of development, excellent delivery and strengthening of India's democracy.
Sankat ke samay hi kisi desh ke samarth ka pata chalta hai. अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है, शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a staged, managed, artificial and fake narrative. Mr. Goyal was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who are posing as former representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The union minister asserted that the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded by the government.
We have protected the interests of all our farmers, and this is an agreement that will help our farmers, fishermen, hardworking youth, MSMEs, startups, artisans and Vishwakarmas. I have already announced many times that soya meal and maize, that is corn, has not been given any concession whatsoever. Hence, does not hurt any farmers' interests. By repeating it again and again, they are only trying to scare the farmers with their lies.
The Election Commission of India has instructed all the district election officers of West Bengal to ensure documents which are mandated by the Commission and the Supreme Court get uploaded in respect of the ongoing SIR process. The Commission has made it clear by 5 p.m. of 16 February all the district election officers, DEOs, would personally scrutinize all the documents submitted by the people in the hearing phase. If any unwarranted documents found uploaded after the scrutiny phase, then the DEOs would be held responsible. The full bench of ECI, presided by the Chief Election Commissioner, held a virtual meeting with the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, attended by the DEOs and special role observers to review the SIR process. Indian athletes delivered a strong performance in the men's hammer throw at the Open Masters Games, Abu Dhabi 2026, with Kishora Kumar Chindira Mogan securing gold and Mohammad Ansar taking bronze in the 30-plus age category. Kishora Kumar clinched the top position with a winning throw of 37.92 metres, while his compatriot Ansar earned third place on the podium at the International Veterans Athletics Meet yesterday. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, United States of America defeated Netherlands by 93 runs in Group A clash at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Ireland will take on Oman in Colombo at 11 a.m, while England will be up against Scotland in Kolkata at 3 p.m. New Zealand will face South Africa in Ahmedabad from 7 this evening. That is the end of this news bulletin.